Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Sarah Bradbury from the UK Film Festival, and I'm here with Murray Woodfield.
Hello.
So, Murray, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us. Maybe you could just start by giving us a brief introduction to the UK Film Festival, kind of a bit of its history and what's its mission?
The UK Film Festival has been going for 8 years now. It started off on a mission of finding being the voice of the unheard in filmmaking terms. And quite early on, we discovered there's such a demand for filmmakers to have a platform that we started mixing it more with established people and newcomers so that we could put those two together. Because, in fact, it's quite difficult to get the public interested in newcomers if they're not put next to some better-known practitioners, actors, directors. So that's what the mission is at the moment, is to mix the better-known with the totally unknown.
We know there's a number of other festivals that go on throughout the UK, notably the London Film Festival, as well as, you know, a plethora of them across the world. So how do you see that the UK Film Festival fits into that broader calendar?
Well, we come in after a festival season, which moves through October into November. And how do we fit in? We are the intimate festival. We're actually called the UK Film Festival London, is the full title. And we show and celebrate the best of films available right in the heart of London. And so that could be our unique selling point, but it's the intimacy. We play in 50-seaters, we do Q&As, it's all very intimate. We get to know our audience, we get to know our filmmakers. And that, I would say, is what differentiates us from other festivals, which can be corporate, they can be too big, in my opinion. I go to them, they're great, they do what they're meant to do, but we try and have more of an intimate, more communal experience. And our audience tell us this is the truth, and our filmmakers certainly back that up.
And can you talk us through some of the highlights of the programme this year? What are the things that might stand out for you, or what do you recommend that people really look out for?
Feature-wise, there's an Estonian gem of a film set in the 1950s in the Stalinist era in Estonia by Monika Siemets, and it's a beautifully played piece seeing the Soviet society from a child's point of view. She wants to be this perfect communist, hence the title, The Little Comrade, and yet she's seen her mother carted off to a political prison camp. And it's this tearing of her and the things that happen to her, especially as her father is suspect as well. So she's got to keep her father from being taken in, but at the same time be a good communist. And it's just a beautifully put thing. It's based on two true stories, so it comes with a real air of authenticity. I rate that very highly. We have our main competition of short films is always our big selling point. We get some of the best short films in the world sent to us, veterans of Sundance and of the Cannes Film Festival and Berlin Film Festival, and they actually do compete for the what is the largest cash prize for a film festival for a short film in the UK. So it's the clash of the titans, really. We've got some really great ones. The Transfer from Israel, Little Monster by Charlotte Regan, which is in the British category, The Mandarin Tree by Cenzik Akaygan. It's a Turkish-German production. We've even got some animations in the short film category. Negative Space, that was an Oscar nomination. So that's by Rue Kawata and Max Porter. It's French. And Javier Marco's Uno, which is literally about a telephone ringing in the ocean in a floating plastic airtight bag, and a fisherman pulls it out. The phone is ringing. I don't need to say much more than that. My appetite is totally wet, and so will anyone who kind of gets that premise. Some films, just on the premise alone, you go, I've got to see that. So I could go on all night about what else we've got. We've got Willem Dafoe in Padre, Giada Caligrande's film. It's our feature, which also features Marina Abramovic, the well-known performance artist. She's in it as well. I could go on forever with the number of shorts we have, but I do want to mention we do music videos as well. We have a music video called "Cruel" by the Fridman sisters. They are literally two sisters, and they sing and they make music videos. And this is unlike any music video anyone has ever seen. It's described by me as a beautifully evocative visual and musical journey through a young woman's memories, hopes, and dreams. It doesn't do it justice. I cried when I saw that. I don't think anyone's ever cried in a music video. It was just such a perfect piece of art. Beautifully crafted, non-manipulative, just it's as if you've gone to a gallery and seen the greatest piece of art in film terms. It's very short, so it does its job in a very short time. I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to see if anyone else finds it that moving, because maybe I'm just an old softie. Sorry, I'll just say that again. Maybe I'm just a young softie.
We are coming towards the end of the film festival season for this year, coming into the award season next year. What do you reflect on 2018 in terms of film? How does the film industry look to you? Does it look like something that's very healthy? Where are we in terms of diversity?
I'm glad you mentioned. Always challenging remain. Where are we in terms of diversity? That's the thing I really want to talk about. We have six feature films within the festival. Five have been directed by women. So that's where we are. We have never played that game. We've never gone, oh, we've got to up the number of women as a ratio. We need to go for 50-50. We always go for the best films. Isn't it marvellous to be able to say, actually, five of the six are directed by women? Because that is the big change in the industry for me. Suddenly, there is more and more of an equal footing. And I say go girls, because there is no reason that men have held the helm for so long in what's a creative industry. I can think of no reason, and it's that's the big game changer.
And in terms of perhaps breaking down any remaining barriers to having
there will always be barriers. I think you only have to look at the black experience over the last 50 years in the film industry to realise that those barriers take a long, long time to break down. There shouldn't be any barriers. I think one of the problems is that, of course, film is very much about who you know when you're getting projects together, and that is bound to cause holdbacks for certain sections of society. And it shouldn't be that way, but it is. We try and fight against that. In fact, festivals like ours change that game. But actually, when you're looking for £10 million to make a movie, it's going to obviously come down to business. And business and purse strings are held by a certain group of people. I don't know how to break that down. I wish I knew.
And in terms of your long-term hopes and goals for this festival specifically, are you looking for it to grow? Are there specific things you'd like to achieve?
We want it to grow slowly, because there's no point in suddenly doubling our size. So we want to grow slowly. One of our biggest growths is that we, 5 years ago, started script competitions. And we became a festival that was about receiving scripts and passing them to our industry contacts. And we have had a lot of success with that. We've had five films made off the back of our script competitions. We've had five other films, features, optioned, which means somebody's taken up the, we are going to raise money for this, we have bought the option on this script. So that's a big step for a writer. And we are in the process of our last year's winner. We are co-producing that film is being made, feature film. So that's where we see our growth. We are in the industry as well as reflecting the industry. We think we are the size we want to be for now. We'd just like it to be longer because we only run for 5 days. You know, ultimately, we'd like it to run for 10 days. But, you know, you have to grow these things slowly, especially in a market or a world where there are possibly too many film festivals. Dare I say it? You know, and I don't want to be the one that's irrelevant.
Indeed. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into the festival this year.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you at all the screenings.
From the UK Film Festival, I'm Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.